AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a framework for a nuclear deal with Iran.
We have reached solutions on key parameters of a joint comprehensive plan of action.
Those parameters will direct Iran and six world powers toward achieving a comprehensive nuclear agreement within 3 months. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
Iran's research and development on centrifuges will be carried out on a scope and schedule that has been mutually agreed.
Secretary of State John Kerry tweeted there was a deal to resolve major issues on the nuclear program. He also tweeted back to work soon on a final deal. And President Obama will make a statement soon from the White House about this announcement. An official in Kenya says the security operation at a college there is over. Four attackers have been killed, and they say the death toll may be as high as 150 at Garissa University College. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. The student says there was panic as they heard gunfire.
Guys started jumping up and down, running for their lives. But it's unfortunate that where they were going to is where the gunshots were coming from.
And an official in Kenya again is saying the security operation there is over. Lawmakers in Indiana have made changes to a new religious objections law that addresses criticism that it is anti-gay. The change prohibits using the law as defense for refusing to provide goods, services, or accommodations. State Senate President Pro Tem David Long says discrimination based on sexual orientation will not be allowed.
The change in the RFRA law will hopefully put an end to this greatest misperception of all, and that is that the people of Indiana discriminate, because I can tell you honestly that nothing could be further from the truth.
A prosecutor in France says investigators have found and identified remains of all 150 people who were on board that German Wings plane that crashed in the French Alps last week. This is AP Radio News. A new study says Islam will be the fastest growing religion in the world in the foreseeable future.
The Pew Research Center says that's because of birth and death rates and immigration patterns. By 2050, there will be almost as many Muslims in the world as there will be Christians. The number of Christians in the U.S. will drop over the next 40 years to about two-thirds of the population. It's about three-fourths now. The Pew study says much of the growth in Christianity and in Islam will be in Africa. I'm Rita Foley.
The New York chapter of the Boy Scouts says it has hired the first openly gay Eagle Scout. 18-year-old Pascal Tessier will be a summer camp leader. He's been a vocal advocate of opening the Boy Scouts to gay scouts and leaders. The Boy Scouts of America didn't immediately respond to Tessier's hiring. They allow gay boys to become scouts. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.